Peter, the first Peter, chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 6. 1 Peter, chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 6 through verse 11. Listen to the word of the Lord. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. And then the text begins right here. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So far the text. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Before we open this beautiful truth of God, let us seek his guidance in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that our strength is in the Lord, and that you have called us in your word to be strong in the Lord and in your mighty power, and to put on the whole armor of God. O Lord, I pray that you will bless us today as we worship. May your name be exalted. And help us, Lord, to know the enemy. Help us to know what is the enemy and all his methods and all his tricks and all his wiles. Heavenly Father, may we be strong in the Lord and take our cue from Jesus himself, who used the power of the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit and prayer. O Lord in heaven, help us to resist the devil, to be strong and firm in the faith, and to stand in the truth of God. O Lord, bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ our Lord, we all have an adversary. We have an adversary, and his name is the devil, Satan. And the Apostle Peter wants us to be well aware of that. The worst thing is to be ignorant of this, of Satan. That's the worst thing. And not to be aware of the fact that we're in a battle for the Lord. We're in a battle in Jesus' name. We've got to know that. It's very, very important to be aware that we're in a conflict, and that conflict is real. It is a real conflict. And it's a conflict that every one of us is in. From the youngest to the oldest, we never really get out of that conflict. We're in the conflict. We're in the battle for the Lord. And it's so important for us to be aware of it. And the Apostle Peter speaks from his own experience. You recall how in Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked the disciples, who do you think I am? And they said, well, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets, but who do you say, said Jesus. And then Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And then Jesus began to show them how he must go to Jerusalem, and that how he will be condemned by the elders and crucified, but the third day rise again. And Peter said, no, this isn't going to happen to you. And then you remember what Jesus said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for you are dealing with things of man and not the things of the Lord. What a rebuke to Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. Peter was well aware of the conflict that he's in and that all of us are in. And remember how Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, and when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. So Peter is well aware that we're in a battle. He was in a battle. And all of us are in a battle. And the Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians, at the end of the chapter, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against all the wiles of the devil. And the armor of God was, first of all, the belt of truth, then the breastplate of righteousness, then feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, then the helmet of salvation, and the shield of faith by which you can quench the fiery darts of the evil one. And then the one positive offensive weapon, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And each piece put on with prayer. We're in a battle for the Lord, every one of us. There's not one of us that is exempt from it. Every one of us is in a battle for the Lord. And that's very important. That's the thing, the first thing that Peter talks about here. He says, be sober and be watchful. Be sober-minded and watchful. Now, sober-minded, what's the opposite of sober? It's drunk, drunken. He says, do not be drunken. Do not be so involved with the things of this world that you're intoxicated, that you're not aware of what's going on around you. You're not aware of it. That's what's wrong with being drunken. You're not aware. That's why drinking and driving is just the worst thing. Do not drive if you're under the influence of alcohol. Why not? Because you're not aware of the stop signs, of the rules of the road, of where other vehicles are. You're just not aware. So Peter says you've got to be aware of your adversary. The worst thing is to be ignorant and not to realize that we're in a battle for the Lord. Not to realize it is the worst thing. You're blind. A person is blind to the evil that is around us. That's the very worst thing. We've got to be vigilant, watchful, sober-minded. That our mind is not clouded. It's not confused. We are living in an age of, honestly, we're living in an age of confusion. And it's difficult. My daughter-in-law, one of them, lives in Canada, is a teacher in Alberta, in a Christian school in Lethbridge, Alberta. And something has just been handed down to all the schools there who take money from the state. And that's relatively new. But with the money from the state has imposed certain regulations upon the schools. They touted, they clothed it in very interesting language. They require all publicly funded schools, including private schools, Christian schools, Catholic schools, to create policies to provide a welcoming, caring, respectful, and safe learning environment. Now, doesn't that sound good? That sounds very good and very positive. But you know what that means? That means having no distinction between male and female. No distinction. If you are what you want to be, and if you want to be a girl and you're a boy, you can say I'm a girl. I mean, it is weird, but that's the way it is. They reject the government imposes upon these schools who have certain principles, certain ideas, certain propositions in their constitution, they reject these. Those who say we believe men and women were created in the image of God after his likeness and therefore have transcendent intrinsic worth. This violates the school act because this is unwelcoming, uncaring, and disrespectful. They reject the idea that parents have been given the responsibility to raise their children and are the primary educators for their children. Therefore, the school will employ parents as appropriate and necessary regarding their children's participation in school groups in accordance with the usual practices of notification. This violates the school act. The school act also rejects the idea that the unchangeable and infallible truth of the Word of God. This violates the requirement that diversity must be respected. That God created, they reject schools that have this principle, that God created mankind as male and female, equal in dignity and worth, yet with distinct and complementary roles. This idea is contrary to welcoming, caring, respectful, and safe learning environment. They also reject this principle that God's institution of marriage is a covenant relationship between one man and one woman, is the sole environment within which sexual activity is permitted, and is the context in which children are to be raised. This violates the school act of the state, which requires a welcoming, caring, respectful, and safe learning environment. And they reject this statement that obedience to God's law supersedes subjection to human authority. This is contrary to the state's principle as well. You think this is of the devil? Do you think that this is saying to the parents, you have nothing to say about your children? This is saying to Christian schools, you may not use the Bible as your standard. This is less than subtle, this is open violation of the truth of God. My daughter-in-law teaches in a school, Christian school, Lethbridge, Alberta. And they're faced with this. They got 30 days to comply. I mean, this is real. This is a conflict. This is part of what Peter is talking about when he says, be watchful, sober-minded. Your adversary, there is an adversary out there that is aiming at the very heart of the Christian community. It's aiming at the heart of what we believe. It's aiming at the heart of the Word of God. This is a conflict that is not just in theory, but it's in reality. And we're in a battle. We're in a battle for the Lord. So we have to be sober-minded and watchful. So we have to be careful, but we have to also know the enemy. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Every one of those words is important. First of all, it's your adversary. It's not just the adversary of people out there. No, it's yours personally. You and I are in this battle. And the adversary is against us. He's against us. He is not for detente. He is not that we live together, each in his own way. No. It's my way or no way. He's an adversary. We're in it. We're in an adversary. And the adversary is the devil. And he's been in conflict with God and with God's cause ever since he fell, which is before the creation of man. The devil is out there and he is like a lion. He is prowling like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's not seeking someone to play with. He's seeking someone to destroy. The devil's intent is destruction. Leave no wounded. Kill the enemy is what the devil feels. He devours his foe. We're in it. And now this is really something which we have to be aware of. Peter wants us to be aware of this. That your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We're in a battle for the Lord. You are in it. I am in it. Every one of us is in it. And especially those who love the Lord. Those who are already unbelievers. The devil's already got them in his clutches. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the unbeliever, the one who doesn't follow the Lord, doesn't believe the gospel, why not? They're blinded by the evil one. A person who rejects Christ is blinded by the evil one. It's the devil involved in this. And the devil has all kinds of allies. All the other demons, they're all involved in the same great conflict. They're trying to devour the Christian. They're trying to divide the church. They're trying to destroy God's work. That's what the devil is up to. From the beginning, he creates doubt. The devil said to Eve, "Did God say you couldn't eat of any of the tree, fruit of the trees?" "No," she said. "God said we could eat of any of it, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." No, the devil said. "You can eat whatever you want. And this one in the middle of the garden, that's especially good. It'll make you wise. It'll make you like God." And she took and she ate and plunged herself and her husband into all kinds of rebellion and sin against God. I mean, the devil is a deceiver. He's a deceiver. He hates the truth. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He hates love. The devil entered into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. The devil tried to get Peter. Like Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, but I've prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brothers." So the devil is out there, and we got to be aware of the devil's schemes. Fight against the devil. But praise God, we've got tremendous allies. The greatest ally, the greatest helper, the greatest strength we have is Jesus himself. Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, you remember. And each time Jesus answered with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is written. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it is able to defeat the devil. The Word of God is the truth. One of the devil's methods of deceiving the church is to put a question mark behind the Bible and to basically say, "Is God did not say this. It's not that way. It's the Bible is an old book. It's from years and centuries ago. It is no longer relevant. The law of God is no longer relevant." Oh, we have to be aware of the devil's schemes. But the Lord has given us strength. Jesus stands with us. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as Jesus prayed, he went back to his disciples and they were sleeping. You know what Jesus said to them? "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." That's what we have to do. We have to watch and pray. Prayer lays hold upon the strength of the Lord. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." The strength of the Lord comes to us through prayer, through the Word, through faith, and through other Christians. Other Christians are a great strength to us too. Notice what Peter says. Resist him. Resist the devil. Firm in your faith. Our faith in the Word of God, in Jesus Christ, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Firm in your faith. Knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Christians, we're in it together. And that's such a wonderful comfort, really. Your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, not only right now, but in the past as well. Your brothers and sisters in the time of the Reformation. I'll tell you, Martin Luther experienced the power of evil too. He wrote, "Though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God has willed his truth to triumph through us. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still, his kingdom is forever." Martin Luther's our brother. John Calvin's our brother. The great heroes of faith are our brothers and sisters. Knowing that they experience the same kind of conflict, but they've won the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is ours. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And so as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we're all in this conflict together. We have to pray for one another. Pray especially for boys and girls. They're impressionable. Martin Luther said, "Those who don't stand for anything are going to fall for everything." You've got to stand upon the truth, you and I, and know that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. David was in conflict with Goliath. That's a picture of the conflict between Christ and Satan. David against Goliath. How did David overcome? He said to Goliath, "You come to me with sword and stave and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." And you know how that turned out. And Daniel, he refused to worship that image of the great, of the king. And he was willing to endure the lion's den. But he knew that the Lord was with him. We're in a battle, but we've got a great, great God. And a great Savior who's gone into this battle before we did. And he has overcome it. He has overcome the devil. And so Paul says, "You be strong in the Lord and in his mighty strength. He will help you. He will be with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you." So here the Apostle Peter is talking to his believing brothers and sisters. "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him." We must resist him. "Firm in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." That's the call of the child of God. We must stand firm in the truth and know that he that is in us is mightier than he that is in the world. And our help is in the name of the Lord. And everyone said, amen. Our Father in heaven, bless this word unto our hearts today, O Lord. Help us to be strong in the Lord. Help us, O Lord, that we may be sober-minded and watchful, because our adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. O Lord, help us to resist him firm in the faith and know that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by the brotherhood throughout the world. We're not in this alone. We're in it with the entire body of Jesus Christ. And in Christ we shall do valiantly. Bless us this day, O Lord. Fill us with your Spirit. And may we know thy wondrous love and power. In Jesus' name, amen.